My name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with 4Life Research. And in the past few weeks, we've been doing lessons on leadership training. Our training in the past few weeks has been generally speaking about attitudes and how you need to think and feel as a leader. And all of us, as we build our business, we must learn to lead. If we're going to take our group to the top, if we're going to help them succeed, we must lead, and we must know how to do that. So that this whole training is about that. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about the essentials of leadership. And the first one is leading with passion. Leading with passion is about courageously casting off your fear, casting off your doubt and your limiting beliefs, and giving people a sense of hope, optimism, and accomplishment. It's about bringing light into a world of uncertainty and inspiring others to do the same. This is what we call passion, the fire within us. If you light a match in a dark room and watch as the light instantly overcomes the darkness, you observe the power and grace of that single solitary flame that dances with life. And then if you light several candles or kindle a fire and experience that added warmth and comfort extending from that first vulnerable flame through others, this becomes the heart and soul of leadership, the essence of inspiring others. Passion is heartfelt energy that flows through us, not from us. It fills our hearts when we allow it to, and it inspires others when we share it. It's like the sunlight flowing through a doorway that we've just opened. It's always there. It just needs to be accepted and embraced. Under the right conditions, this flow appears effortless, easy, and graceful. It's doing what it is meant to do. It's reminding us that it is meant to be purposeful. We are here to be positive. We are meant to be passionate. We feel that when we listen to and accept our calling in life, we feel it as inspiration when we open the door of resistance and let it in. Inspiration springs forth when we allow ourselves to be in spirit, aligned with our true essence. So stop and think about that. When you're done with this call tonight, think about that. When you feel truly passionate and inspired about someone or something, what frame of mind are you in? What are you willing to do when you feel that way? And what kind of effort are you willing to put forth? How fearful are you? Chances are you feel motivated to do whatever it takes, without fear or doubt, or turn your vision into reality. You grow in confidence. You believe you can do it. You are committed from the heart and soul. This is what I love about being passionate. I mean, it's so true. And that's the first essential of leadership. The second essential is leading with purpose. Excuse me. How motivated are you when you have to do something without meaning and without purpose? How do you feel about that? Have you ever been in a situation where you're loaded up with content but have no context? Perhaps it is a list of tasks that you had to complete without any perceived value, or maybe it was a complicated arrangement of activities with no emphasis on the connections holding them together, the big picture. How motivating is this? Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed or lost in the weeds? After all, many people in leadership positions are far better complicating things than simplifying them. Why is it that people tend to add the complexity rather than subtract what isn't needed? Any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction, and that was said by Albert Einstein. Leading with passion requires that we lead with clarity and purpose, the simple elegance of meaning. To feel passion, we must be in alignment with reason. The reward must be in the work. We must relate with why we are doing what we are doing. We must understand the relationship between cause and effect, a systems perspective linking content with context. Purpose will drive the form, the details, and the execution. Meaning will breathe life and motivation into the minutiae. Strategy will inspire the tactics, but without a meaningful and compelling purpose, the fire of passion eludes us. We feel lost in a world of darkness, while others open the door to passion with a keen sense of meaning and purpose. Leading with purpose begins with intention. Intention clarifies why we do what we do. Stop and ask yourself three questions throughout the day. Why do I do what I do? What is my intention? Does this intention move me? And then ask, does it stir my heart? Is it honest? Is it ethical? Will it make the world a better place? Take time to clarify your intention and contemplate your purpose. Listen to your heart and not just your mind. When you do this, does your purpose open the door to passion? Do you feel inspired by doing what you're doing? If not, why not? What is missing? Why are you not in alignment? What happened? Why did you make this choice? What alternatives exist for you? Remember, passion exists all around us. It's like a specific frequency or a channel on the radio. If we do not hear or experience it, it doesn't mean that it's not playing. It means we are tuned into something different. We are not in alignment. We are missing it. Effective leaders know that a keen sense of purpose is very empowering. It elicits passion. It opens the door to this extraordinary energy of intuition, light, and inspiration. Effective leaders also know that passion is contagious. It catches on. One lit match can light many candles. People feel the energy of the passion. They sense it. They are intrigued by it. Some are even awed by it. And those who have a shared sense of purpose will have a shared sense of passion. This trumps any carrot and stick incentives an organization can offer. The motivation coming from a sense of shared purpose and passion can literally move mountains. It can land men on the moon. It can heal disease. It can develop technologies that seem miraculous. It can bond people for life. So take a moment to contemplate your purpose. What are you meant to do? And when you do this, take time, maybe later today, what gifts have you been given to share with the world? Make a list of those gifts, and then remember this. Lead with those gifts, and you will lead with purpose. And lead with purpose, and you will lead with passion. Be sure you do that assignment. I think it will be helpful for everybody. And then I think we're going to go on to the next essential. Essential number two is leading with vision. Purpose gives us meaning and context. Vision gives us clarity and direction. Together, these two leadership essentials inspire ingenuity and compelling sense of desire. We know what needs to be done. We can see it in our mind's eye. To illustrate the power of vision, imagine that you are sitting blindfolded with a Tinker Toy model on the table in front of you, just out of reach. Your task is to reproduce the model in less than 2 minutes. You cannot touch the model, but you do have a supervisor who can provide you with limited feedback, and you have all the supplies you need. Unfortunately, your supervisor has been instructed to provide you with negative feedback only. This is actually an excuse that we have used in leadership development workshops. And the first round of the exercise is to demonstrate the disempowerment people experience when they cannot see the vision and they receive only negative management by exception feedback. Can you imagine how you might feel? You don't know exactly what to make, and every time you grab the wrong part, you are told no or wrong. If you happen to grab the right part, you hear nothing at all. Not very inspiring, is it? Yet this simple demonstration represents the disconnect people all over the world frequently feel when the vision is not clear and they are not supported with positive direction feedback. Now let's try another round of that same exercise. This time, imagine that you are still blindfolded with 2 minutes to reproduce the model, but your supervisor can now provide you with positive feedback. In other words, if you grab a part you need, your supervisor will say yes or right. Participants in this round generally report feeling much better about the task and the work environment, and there's still not much authentic spirit in the work. The clock winds down and no one gets it quite right. Progress has been made and confidence is higher, but the performance is still weak. Some participants even ask for more time, convinced that they can get it right. More time and resources are a common response when people and organizations fall behind. They just ask for more people. They want more people. They want more capital. They want more capacity. They want more inventory and more time. The visionary leader challenges the common paradigm of scarcity by asking if there is anything obstructing our view. Is there anything constraining us? What might we do to facilitate better flow and understanding? And those are things to think about, too. We can always make our workplace better. Cultivating a passionate and inspiring work environment requires clear and compelling vision that is shared by the team. It is simply not enough for one person to see the desired state and everyone else to guess at it. So you want to be sure that as you build your team, you are sharing with them the whole picture. To inspire people, the passionate leader must share the vision and be sure it's clear among the constituents. This shared vision helps create a collective mind, a critical building block for high-performance teamwork. Leading with a clear and compelling vision helps align team leaders with a sense of direction and focus. It gives the team something to aim at, something to make happen, something to manifest into positive results. This means the leader must be deliberate and vigilant in eliminating barriers and obstacles, giving people a keen line of sight. This might range from hitting clear customer service metrics to reproducing a Tinker Toy model. In the example of the exercise, it is as simple as removing the blindfolds and showing people exactly what it is you want them to do. When we do this in a workshop, participants' first reaction is, wow, followed by laughing, then relief, and a clear sense of purpose and focus, and a finished model that meets or beats all the expectations. In fact, we now realize that adding more time and resources was not the best idea. We had more than we needed to complete the task using a different paradigm. When we thought there was a scarcity, we discovered abundance. So how about you? Can you see clearly what you need to do? Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. So remember that. And let's see. I'm thinking that I may go to essential number 3 next week. It'll be talking with other essentials of what you need to lead with. But for these first 3, you can see that you need to lead with passion and vision and everything that I was talking about there. I hope you were able to hear it.